is 735 at 89.5 KWGS. I'm John Durkee, and you're listening to Morning Edition.
I shall resign the presidency effective at noon tomorrow.
And with that, the world learned Richard Nixon's intent to step down. The resignation of the president followed a second-rate burglary at the Democratic Party headquarters at the Watergate Hotel. It could have all been just swept under the rug had it not been for a couple of journalists.
The Washington Post reporters who uncovered the Watergate scandal will speak on the TU campus tonight. One half of the Pulitzer Prize-winning duo, Carl Bernstein, says the scandal that brought down President Nixon likely would not play out today as it did then. He says Republicans were crucial in votes that led to the impeachment of the president. He doubts that would happen today.
The Congress of the United States voted 77, Senate of the United States, 77 to nothing to undertake a bipartisan investigation into the conduct of Richard Nixon's campaign activities. Imagine, 77 to nothing. Well, that wouldn't happen today in the partisan poisoned atmosphere that we have in Washington. So I think the whole system worked in Watergate, and I think today the whole system is dysfunctional, particularly the legislative branch, to a point that we're paying a huge price for it in this country.
And he's not sure today a lot of people, especially young people, really understand the impact Watergate had on the nation.
I think that young people in this country have some real difficulty with American history generally, particularly over the last 50 years, which tends to get very short shrift in curriculum. And that Watergate is part of that glossing over of history. And it's too easily interpreted as a criminal burglary that brought a president down without recognizing that what Watergate, putting the term in quotes, really is a massive presidentially directed campaign and cover-up of a campaign of political espionage and sabotage undertaken toward a president's opponents and enemies such had never been done in the history of the United States. So the scale and scope of how grievous and egregious the president's crimes and conduct of his office was, I think, does not get conveyed enough. And moreover, there also is a tendency, I think, to look at journalism as in terms of today's technology rather than an understanding of a different kind of reporting that was prevalent before the web, in which most news was developed by people talking to people.
So did Watergate and its unfolding that resulted in Richard Nixon resigning his presidency really make a difference?
It obviously did, because it established the principle once and for all that no one in this country is above the law, including the President of the United States. Richard Nixon is sui generis. We've never had a president that crossed that line in anything like that manner, and hopefully we won't ever again.
Bernstein and former colleague Bob Woodward will give a free lecture this evening beginning at 7:30 at the Reynolds Center. It's free and open to the public. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
7:39 now, traffic and weather in 10 minutes. This is Morning Edition on 89.5 KWGS.